Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Throughout most of the Chief Illini-WIC dialogue, courtesy has prevailed. The members of the Board of Trustees have attentively and carefully listened to others express their opinions on this issue. I hope that the members of the audience will extend that same courtesy to the trustees speaking today. In September 1999, the North Central Association, or NCA, submitted a report that called upon the university to address the Chief Illini-WIC issue. In its report, the NCA emphasized that, quote, it does not believe that the chief per se is an accreditation issue. The report also stated that the issue should be handled in such a way that, quote, all relevant constituencies have been allowed to engage fully in discussion, and that the reasons for decisions reached have been fully articulated to all interested parties. In its report, the NCA raised two issues for consideration in particular. First, the educational impact of the continued use of Chief Illini-WIC, and second, the relationship of Chief Illini-WIC to the non-discrimination policies of the university and the NCA. In response to the NCA request, the trustees instituted the enhanced dialogue in January 2000. This dialogue, which included a public hearing last spring, generated more than 18,000 letters, emails, and items of public testimony. The university retained former Cook County Circuit Judge Louis Garippo to summarize the points made by the people who participated in the Chief Illini-WIC dialogue. We have all reviewed the Garippo report, which was submitted in October 2000, and many other materials relating to this dialogue. At this time, I expect that my colleagues may have some thoughts they would like to share about the issues raised in the dialogue, as well as the points that the NCA asked us to address. I would like to call on the trustees to make some remarks at this point. Trustee Gravenhorst.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very pleased to be here this afternoon to have this opportunity to express my thoughts regarding Chief Illini-WIC. I am deeply touched by and appreciative of the thoughtful and heartfelt discussions that have taken place here surrounding the Chief in the recent months. Although I'm sorry to say that I was unable to hear the public hearing in April, I was not able to be here, I have watched the session on tape, and I'm gratified to know that our community is able to have respectful discussions on this emotional issue, which is so important to so many groups. Having read the Garippo report, I would like to share some thoughts with you. The Chief represents many things to me as a graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and as a longstanding member of the Board of Trustees. He is an important symbol of the Urbana campus, for which I have great pride. Even more than this, the Chief is a tangible and dignified tradition, unifying many generations of Illini and serving as one of the first links to the University Urbana campus shared by new students. The Chief is also a rallying point for support of our school as well as its athletic programs. His tradition is an important and prestigious part of our heritage, providing a focus for drawing together the support of students, alumni, and Illini supporters across the country and around the world. From my experience, the Chief is admired by almost all who have seen him throughout the years. So many of us feel this admiration when he enters the field at a game, and thousands of people stand to show their respect for him. In fact, the dance that the Chief performs at each game is actually an art form. That is why each student who assumes the role of the legendary folkloric figure interprets the dance differently. Each unique interpretation celebrates the best of Native American culture, and it stands for honorable qualities to which everyone should aspire, including goodness, strength, bravery, truthfulness, courage, and dignity. I believe the value of this tradition far outweighs any objections that have been raised against the chief. Since he is a highly regarded and loved part of the Urbana campus experience, elimination of the chief would leave a great void in our university tradition and in our university life. Some feel that the chief has been somewhat distracting to the university. Based on my experience as a trustee, I can say that throughout the current debate, the university has continued to move forward and accomplish many of its very impressive goals, including its outstanding programs in undergraduate education and its world leadership in high technology. Chief Illini Weck has enriched the culture and tradition of the university for more than 70 years. Far from being divisive or offensive, the chief's dignity and presence have touched many generations of Illini alumni and university supporters. The aura of respect that his presence evokes has been expressed and reflected in the ongoing dialogue encouraged by the Board of Trustees. I realize that open communication and understanding of each other's thoughts and opinions are an important part of our university environment. But to simply eliminate a point of contention is never a sufficient solution. Nor will eliminating the chief serve to reconcile the wrongs committed in the past against Native Americans. The chief does not have an adverse effect on the student experience at Urbana. Rather, the chief is a positive aspect of campus life. Chief Illini Weck is a very important symbol of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, highly revered and highly respected, and it is my hope that he will always remain so. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Gregory. Trustee Lamont.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. I support the university's current policy on the chief. The chief represents a unique and respected symbol of tradition and proud heritage for many, many citizens of the state of Illinois, and not just the university community. Personally, I believe the chief should be a source of great pride for everyone who cares about the university. At the same time, however, I well recognize those whose viewpoints differ. Nevertheless, I do not believe there is sufficient reason to retire the chief at this time. Regarding some specific topics raised throughout the dialogue, I can agree that the chief is an appropriation of Native American culture, but does it dishonor that culture? I believe not. Isn't most everything we have in some respects an appropriation from one culture to another? In my experience, Chief Illini Weck symbolizes some of the best qualities we attribute to Native American culture. There must be some proportionality to the debate. The chief is present only at athletic events and embodies those characteristics we all strive for in our Illini teams, the strength, the pride, and spirit in the face of adversity. More troubling to me are the charges of racism that are so cavalierly tossed about. This is a very ugly and mean-spirited term that in this context serves only to polarize those of differing opinions. Far from being racist, the representation of the chief reflects so positively on Native Americans that I simply do not understand the basis for the term. Opponents of the chief have commonly attributed financial concerns as one of the reasons for the board's current policy. This is not true. I've never heard it discussed by any of my colleagues. Personally, I do not believe any action we take on this matter will have a significant financial impact on the university. Furthermore, it should be made clear that while the board cares very much about the thoughts and opinions of the university's benefactors, Financial considerations do not drive decisions of principle. As a member of the board, I have an obligation to represent all citizens of Illinois and not just a particular constituency. It is important to remember that this issue has implications beyond the campus and is important to the University of Illinois supporters throughout the state. While I do not believe a decision of this nature should be based solely on the opinion of the majority, we must not lose sight of the debate's broader implications in our wide-ranging duties to the university, its alumni, its students, and its supporters throughout Illinois. Having said all this, I fully understand and appreciate that opinions and beliefs shift with the times. My colleagues and future members of this board may someday elect to change the university's position. I think it is very important to understand that this debate is largely a generational issue and does not end here today. As such, my colleagues and I have a responsibility to think about the future and design a route which all interested parties will be willing to share. I suggest a representative committee be formed to continue to study the personification of the chief and what his future may hold. We must take our time and carefully consider the options, making sure that any future decisions are inclusive, fully thought out, and appropriate. Thank you.
Could I ask those members of the audience to remember that we're still in a board meeting and that we've moved to this auditorium to accommodate the additional people. But if you would you let us conduct the meeting in an orderly fashion? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lamont. Mr. Gindorf.
Thank you. Chief Illiniwek was created with the best possible intentions to symbolize the name of our state, Illinois, and to represent the best in human nature. I favor continuation of the current policy. A respectful, open dialogue must include acknowledgement of the chief's history. We need to remember that former chiefs visited Native American reservations to learn about and experience their culture directly. In a rush to make judgment, I feel that the true history of the chief tradition has been somewhat neglected. I feel that the history of the chief is one of respect for Native American culture and traditions. Moreover, the symbol of Chief Illiniwek is meant to be a reflection of what we aspire to as human beings. For me personally, this dialogue had started long before this current process. As someone who has personally witnessed the ceremony with Frank Foolscrow, from whom the original regalia was obtained, I had difficulty understanding how the ceremonial chief of the Teton Sioux could condone Chief Illiniwek if it was offensive towards religion. From what I have subsequently read about Foolscrow, there's no doubt that he was a man of peace and devoutly religious. His philosophy is one that contains universal human truths and that it expresses the uselessness of violence, hatred, and anger towards each other. This spirit, I feel, is embedded in the chief. Also, as a result of this controversy, I've tried to read about Native American history, culture, and traditions. Based upon what I have learned, I have empathy for the position that some Native Americans have taken regarding the chief. I understand that Native Americans have been treated poorly throughout history and have had many things taken from them. It is a cause for concern that for some Native Americans, Chief Illiniwek is simply another element of their heritage that has been taken away. After listening carefully to both sides of this debate, it appears that nearly everyone involved is convinced that they alone are correct and that no one is willing to work towards finding a middle ground or compromise. Yet I believe a compromise is truly the best way to resolve this debate. Recognition that what is offensive to some may not be offensive to others may be an excellent first step towards finding a resolution. Perhaps by continuing to listen and speak to each other, we can all come to see that the chief was created to honor Native American culture and that this intent continues today. I also hope that everyone interested can eventually understand the sensitivities involved and work together to find ways to communicate what is great both about Chief Illiniwek and Native American culture, through educational programs, exhibits, and other initiatives. I would agree with Trustee Lamont that perhaps forming a committee with a mandate to explore the chief issue and determine if any middle ground is available would help create a more effective dialogue. Should this happen, it is important that all interests be represented on the committee, including Native American students from the Urbana campus. I acknowledge as well that at this time, there appears to be little chance that a compromise can be achieved. This is largely due to the fact that it is difficult for people to recognize the duality of this dialogue. The truth is not always black and white. In this case, there are two truths. The chief, for me and for a lot of others, is an honorable symbol. But for others, it is deeply offensive. And for this reason, I think we need to continue this dialogue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Trustee Gendorf. Trustee Reddy.
Because I'm not a student on the Urbana campus, I've carefully considered my role in this debate. Over the course of my two-year tenure on the board, my personal feelings about what Chief Illini Wick means to me have not changed. However, my opinion about what the correct course of action should be in regard to the chief has shifted. As a trustee, I've often traveled to the Urbana campus to attend games. I've cheered for Chief Illini Wick when he appears on the field and felt the school spirit and pride that his presence invokes in the stadium. However, I've also attended the public hearings and read the responses summarized in Judge Garippo's report. Based on these experiences, I've come to understand that Chief Illini Wick is offensive to the very people he's meant to represent and honor. The public hearings held last year illustrated this point to me more powerfully than any other aspect of the dialogue. This session was a turning point in my experience. I was deeply moved by those who expressed their concerns with such emotion and clarity. After listening to those who are generally offended by the Chief Illini Wick tradition, I could easily imagine myself in their position and understand how a symbol that means so many positive things to one group can be deeply hurtful or offensive to others. For example, as a person of South Asian descent, I can imagine my reaction if an ancient Hindu priest or leader called a Swami was used in a similar role to that of Chief Illini Wick. Although a Swami is greatly respected and admired in my culture, to see him represented in traditional Indian garments on the field of a football stadium would not be a source of pride for my culture. The Swami is an important part of my heritage, but he does not represent who I am or my culture in general. For an athletic team or university to use such an image with the intent to honor the good qualities it represents does not change the fact that such a representation reduces an entire culture to a one-dimensional stereotype. Moreover, because a stereotype is positive, does not make it appropriate. When looking back at the intent with which Chief Illini Wick was created, it is clear that he was meant to honor the best aspects of Native American culture. Far from being ashamed of our tradition, I believe it is right to remember the Chief's honorable history and the good things he has represented to many generations of the University of Illinois supporters. But we need to recognize that Chief Illini Wick is part of our past, and he will not represent the same things to the next generation of alumni. The chief is no longer an integral part of the university experience for students of today, and if the university wishes to be a progressive institution, it must be responsive and sensitive to the needs for change. Finally, more important than the distraction that Chief Illini Wick has certainly created on campus, or the fact that the university faculty does not support continuing the tradition, we must recognize that this debate is about a moral issue. We are all faced with a difficult decision, and all members of the board are understandably addressing the issue from different perspectives. I strongly urge the board to recognize our responsibility and take some definitive action on this matter in the short term.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll ask you one more time. Please, please let us continue our board meeting. without the interruptions. Trustee Engelbrecht.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given the heritage of our state and the Native American history that communities throughout Illinois take pride, I believe that it is not only appropriate, but it is expected that we show respect and honor to those who came before us. As a young boy, I remember vividly the sight along the Rock River in northern Illinois. High on a cliff, a statue, 40 to 50 feet high, a Native American, sculpted by Loretto Taft in 1911, and inscripted, "For all the Native Americans who preceded us on this spot." It is, in his opinion, a remembrance of the Native Americans by a culture that succeeded them. What's interesting about Loretto Taft's sculpture is he did not use any specific Native American for the sculpture. He used the braids that he thought were appropriate, the dress that he believed was appropriate, and represented an amalgam of faces that he thought represented the most noble look that he thought he could capture. Did he do it exactly right? Was everything authentic? I guess it probably wasn't. If it sounds familiar, it is. Because Chief Illiniwek, likewise, is a respectful remembrance of the people who preceded us here and are still here today. No one, to my knowledge, has ever meant anything but respect to Native Americans, either in the creation of the chief, the conduct of the dialogue, is meant to represent the brave and noble culture of those who came before us. But there are those who say you can't honor another culture, no matter what the intent of your heart. So before you do away with the chief, I ask you to go up on the Rock River and implode the statue that looks out over the Rock River Valley too. And then see, in the final analysis, what we've really accomplished. But let's focus on the dialogue that we embarked on, and what did we find? We found that the vast majority of the people of Illinois think that Chief Illiniwek is that respectful honor. And so do the alumni that attended this university. And so the vast majority of the students who attend here now. And so the legislature. And so, the academic professionals and the faculty of this university. And in the Gallupo report, 75% of all the Native Americans who responded said they too were in favor of Chief Illiniwek. In the final analysis, fortunately or unfortunately, this may come down to the majority. Sometimes that's always the way it works, unless there is a moral issue, and then the majority does not have that right. The moral issue is this racist? Let us examine that for a second. There is not one shred of evidence that this noble symbol has created this hostile environment, this racist climate. In 1980, 20 years ago, 8% of the undergraduate population of this institution were minorities. And in 81 it grew, in 82 it grew, in 83 it grew, in 84 it grew, in 85 it grew. And in the controversial years of 1990, when the chief was so important and so controversial, it jumped 20%. And it grew in 91, and 92, and 93, and 94, and 95, and to the year 2000, where it is at an all-time high of 26.1% minority undergraduate population. Well, maybe its racist effect has been felt in other places. Maybe in the tenured and tenure-track faculty. The minority, tenure, and tenure-track faculty since 1990 has increased 100%. Well, maybe it's been affected the administrative professionals. Since 1990, the minority academic professionals have increased 75%. Well, that's well and good. Maybe the other institutions in the Big Ten are doing better. Quite the contrary. We rank consistently as either the first or second, or maybe, depending on the year, third, in terms of minority undergraduates in the Big Ten. As I served as chairman last year, I received a very harsh reprimand, a very condescending letter from a Big Ten institution to the West. It came from a former president, and it took me to the woodshed quite severely. So I just happened to check to see how they were doing in terms of minority representation on their campus. They're exactly where we were 25 years ago. And when the NCA came to visit us, some of my colleagues were also dressed down from another Big Ten institution for our behavior here. And so I checked on the minority representation at that institution. And they're next to last. A hostile, racially tense, offensive environment? I think not. And the Justice Department came in and said as much. Let me reiterate very quickly. Minority attendance at this institution has increased 300% in the last 20 years. Faculty minority representation by 100% and academic professionals by 75%. But having said all that, I understand fully the very emotional, very well sincere intentions of those who disagree. What concerns me is that 90% of you are of great heart and great mind and would like to see a resolution of this. There are unfortunately 5% on the fringe who are strongly in favor that are difficult to work with. And there are 5% on the other fringe who are adamantly opposed, who are equally, if not more so, difficult to work with. I think it is an obligation of this board to find the 90% of good intent and of sound heart who can work toward a further resolution of this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Engelbrecht. Trustee Plummer.
Thank you, Chairman Shea. I began this process a year ago, firmly believing in Chief Illini Wick and the tradition of which he is a part. After thoughtful reflection over the past year, my support for the tradition continues, but I am forced to conclude that there are no easy answer to some of the issues raised during the dialogue process. For those who believe that the retirement of the chief is the only way to deal with legitimate Native American grievances, I need only point to the Peoria tribe as evidence that this opinion is not universally held within the Native American community itself. The Tribal Council's vote of 3-2 is telling and reflects the complexity of the issue we've enjoined. This is not a simple issue and does not lend itself to simple answers. Having heard and read much information over the past year, I do believe there is some credence to the assertion that part of Native American culture has been appropriated, which some people believe is wrong. However, because something has been utilized from another culture is not sufficient reason to completely discard it. It does not render its use as negative. Indeed, it can be positive, as I believe it is in the case of the chief, nor does it substantiate the very serious charges of racism that have resulted from this dialogue. The careless use of this pejorative term has inflamed the situation and made it very difficult to have a genuine and meaningful dialogue on the issue of the chief. As a trustee of the University of Illinois and a university graduate, I consider Chief Illini Wick part of a noble tradition. After having the opportunity to meet with several former chiefs and learn more about Chief Illini Wick's origins, I believe he was created with the best intentions as a respectful personification of the name Illinois, and that original intent continues today. The chief has never been meant to be racist or stereotypical. He is meant to symbolize the best aspects of Native American culture and our university. And I believe that his presence does not adversely impact the educational environment on campus nor give rise to acts of discrimination. In my opinion, Chief Illini Wick is a focal point for school pride and allows our campus to be one of the very few places in Illinois that has a connection with the state's name and its heritage. We are Illini. And it is my hope that people who can look closely at what the chief stands for, and that as the trustees we can work together to preserve those qualities in a symbolic yet meaningful way. Finally, some would say that this is merely a matter of what the majority feels is right. It is important to remember that in some cases, history has demonstrated that the majority is not always right. But even with the majority is right, the feelings of those expressing a minority point of view must be taken into consideration. And an important issue like this one cannot be driven solely by the needs of the majority or resolved by a referendum. Nor will simply rushing to find some middle ground or accommodation provide an adequate resolution. Careful and thoughtful consideration is called for. We must find a way to preserve this 75-year-old tradition while addressing at the same time the issues of racial sensitivity that have arisen. More than a question of political correctness, this debate or dialogue, if you will, is an issue of awareness. As trustees, our charge should not be to presume to retire the chief, but to understand the perspective of all who have a stake in the tradition. Our students, alumni, faculty, Illinois citizens, and others, and also consider the reasoning of those institutions that have faced these issues previously. I think by doing so, we will have served all the interested parties fairly and respectfully as possible. And I think only then can we move beyond the distraction that this issue represents and help the university continue to meet its fundamental mission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Plummer. Dr. Schmidt.
In
been thinking over the last months on the issue of the chief. I have tried to be guided by two concepts originating in Native American Indian culture. Wisdom from the Omaha Nation: ask questions from your heart and you will be answered from the heart. And wisdom from the Arapaho Nation: if we wonder often, the gift of knowledge will come. To me, the quintessential questions and wondering are these. I question, is the chief a mascot or a symbol? And contrary to Judge Garippo's comments, this to me is a sentinel question. And my answer from the heart is, it is a symbol. I wonder, is there a negative impact of such a symbol if it is presented appropriately? My answer from the heart is, there is not. I do not believe, as some have asserted, that the chief has created a racially hostile environment on campus. Is there a seed of this present? Yes. But I believe that negative environments are created by those who relish conflict, who relish controversy, and who relish confrontalism, as opposed to those who cherish conciliation. I believe that negative environments are created by those who relish strife, who relish sanction, and who relish self-aggrandizement over those who seek solution. I refer those individuals to an observation from the Lakota Nation: force, no matter how concealed, begets resistance. We are a mobile society. The choice of one's environment is free. I practice medicine in a Catholic hospital. I do not observe my Hindu, Muslim, and Jewish colleagues attempting to, quote, decrucifix the institution. Their choice is to be there or elsewhere. One could argue that the crucifix belongs to the Catholics so they can use it. Its use is appropriate. So also does the symbol of Illiniwek belong to all people of the state. The problem is not so much one of a dishonorable symbol, but rather a symbol of a dishonorable history of our nation. This is the real origin of the tears. The Mincross Nation teaches a valuable lesson in this. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault is in yourself. It is for us to be thankful that we are reminded of our own history and to seek this opportunity to change. Permit me to move to the perpetrator ideation of our analysis, the NCA report. The university and its board were requested to have open dialogue on all issues. Illiniwek was only one. That is ongoing. The rest of the accusations, and I do not use the term loosely, were sheer nonsense, not grounded in fact or observation, and unencumbered by the input of educational professionals. Prima facie evidence being cancellation of faculty senate meetings with the NCA by the NCA to preferentially assess social environment, to the exclusion of academic professional evaluation. To the NCA, I would say, as one trustee, you did not do your job. Your observations and conclusions, grounded not in fact, were in error. And you have done yourself and this institution a great disservice by your actions. The university was placed into the position of this specific dialogue. The manner in which it was conducted was fair and intended to cast the broadest possible net. It has been suggested that mediation should have occurred. To invite mediation at this juncture would not have been wise. The facts were not all on the table, and that action would have pre-assumed that a conclusion could not be reached, and further pre-assumed that the board had a predetermined position. Neither are true. I do not believe that Illiniwek has had a negative educational impact on the university. Proof of this is demonstrated by the decision of the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, which concluded after 20 months of investigation that there was insufficient evidence to show a racially hostile environment. We also see this and the university's strong minority enrollment numbers, successful faculty recruitment, the overwhelming majority of responses to the annual senior survey, and continuing demand for admittance. I do not believe that the name and logo are the problem. I do believe that racism and discrimination are a problem. A proper symbol could be an effective antidote. The chief, however, cannot be made the striking post for past travesties. If I felt that Alana Wick represented all that I have heard spoken by anti-chief activists, I would seek immediate removal. I respect and have empathy for some of those who have expressed concern and disappointment. Independent investigation, however, has shown that some of the more emotional anti-chief testimony may have been grounded in half-truths. That is disrespect for Native Americans, whose very existence was grounded in truth. I believe the chief's role as a symbol of truth, dignity, and strength is valuable to the University of Illinois and its family. Nonetheless, I am sensitive to the genuine feelings that visibly welled up in those people who voiced their opposition to the chief at the public hearings. If the desired endpoint, and I believe it is one, should be one, is a symbol that embraces and represents what Chief Alana Wick has been intended to represent, then cannot compromise, metamorphosize what is a symbol to one or a mascot to another, so that those who feel that Alana Wick is a symbol are allowed to continue to revere a metamorphosized image, and those who feel that Alana Wick is a mascot would find honor in a changed representation. I urge study and compromise. I ask that all think on this observation of the Shawnee Nation. When the legends die, the dreams end, there is no more greatness.
Thank you, Trustee Schmidt. Trustee Gleason.
Thank you. Since I was young, I have been cheering on both the Illini and Chief Alana Wick at football and basketball games. However, since becoming a student, I have witnessed the growing controversy surrounding Chief Alana Wick. This experience and my participation in the dialogue have raised substantial concerns. I am deeply moved by the statements heard and correspondence received throughout the dialogue. It is obvious that those willing to endure this lengthy process are affected by Chief Alana Wick. I do not believe that Chief Alana Wick hinders the university's educational mission or creates a racially hostile environment. This campus makes strong efforts to ensure that its great diversity flourishes. However, the testimony throughout the dialogue prompts me to respond directly to the issue of Chief Alana Wick and beyond the recommendations of the NCA. After carefully weighing the information, I must conclude that Chief Alana Wick, who once unified our campus, no longer does so. Continuation of this controversy forces the chief into a larger priority than necessary. Much greater issues face the University of Illinois, and I do not believe that we should dedicate so many resources to maintaining our symbol. We must consider not only the expenditures of the dialogue, but also the immeasurable amount of time and resources consumed by the trustees, students, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends over the last 11 years. Beyond resources, we must look at the personification of Chief Alana Wick. Although I do not believe he creates a hostile environment, I do think that Chief Alana Wick is based on a stereotype of Native American people, and perpetuation of this stereotype encourages a one-dimensional characterization of those represented. Such stereotyping is inherently, though unintentionally, discriminatory. The moving testimony we have heard speaks to that point. Although the intent of Chief Alana Wick's creators and supporters is both honorable and sincere, the symbol is no longer appropriate as the individuals that we try to honor resent those efforts. We must not stand in the way of true progressivism, which I believe is essential to the future of our campus and the incubation of new ideas. I do not want the University of Illinois to be an institution that hinders such progressivism by resisting inevitable change. Several of our departments have issued statements against the chief. The Academic Senate has passed a resolution against him, and we have heard countless complaints throughout the dialogue. Prolonging this controversy tarnishes both our history and reputation. We have made many efforts to curtail the prominence of Chief Illiniwek. These policies are no longer sufficient. Thus, I believe that we must attempt to find a compromise and move toward the retirement of Chief Illiniwek and the discontinuation of the Chief Illiniwek logo. We must seek unification rather than prolong this controversy, which greatly divides our campus, alumni, and community. I hope that the University of Illinois takes courageous steps to both honor its tradition and move toward a progressive future.
Thank you, Trustee Gleason. Trustee Vickery.
Thank you, Chairman Shea, and I too would like to welcome everyone here today and also thank everyone that was involved in this process during the past 14 months. As you know, I'm a recently appointed member of the Board of Trustees. I attended my first board meeting in January of 2001. I did not have the benefit of attending the public hearing held on April 14th of 2000, during which a significant part of the Chief Illiniwek dialogue took place. Nor was I on the board in October of 2000 when Judge Garippo's report was submitted and discussed. While I have viewed the videotapes of the hearing and have read Judge Garippo's report, I was not a witness to the emotion or depth of feeling that those discussions elicited. As a result of not having attended these important meetings and due to the potential long-term effects of the issues at hand, I do not feel, in fairness, that I can responsibly respond to this matter at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Vickery. Trustee Calderon.
I began serving the Board of Trustees from the Springfield campus in July of 2000. I have the perspective of looking at this issue from a distance, not being a student on this campus, and I've carefully listened to the dialogue and reviewed Judge Garippo's report on Chief Illiniwek since joining the board. After hearing and considering both sides of the issue, I strongly believe that a compromise can be found in which the tradition of Chief Illiniwek is dialogue that Chief Illiniwek represents many things to many people. The one undeniable fact that the Garippo report established is that Chief Illiniwek is a very powerful symbol for this university. This is the foundation on which compromise must be based. Whether you believe that the chief is a proud symbol of a strong institution or a racist stereotype mocking a people's history, we must come together to harness the potential that this symbol has. Whatever compromise is finally agreed upon, establishing a true partnership between the university and the Peoria tribe will be the most important element to ensuring the acceptance and success of this decision. The partnership, I suggest, must be more than a simple cooperative relationship, but instead a true participation between both groups with direct input from the Peoria tribe. This input may be in the form of a scholarship for a Peoria tribe member that includes the opportunity to portray Chief Illiniwek during the performances, counsel on the nature of the chief's performances and appearance, and perhaps the development of a Native American studies curriculum on the Urbana campus. I believe the positive aspects of the chief's continued presence can far outweigh any effects that his removal might bring. Using the chief as a common bond between these two groups can provide for a true connection that has never been created in the long history of this land. We must lose the preconceived notions of each other and agree to share this symbol that has the potential to bridge a divide that has lasted for too long. The respect and unity that the chief elicits from its supporters, combined with the opportunity for the Peoria tribe to gain visibility and educate the public on its long and storied culture, makes partnership and compromise the best possible result for all interested groups. And I understand that this approach could be conceived as naive, but all new approaches to long-standing problems are always considered naive until they're taken seriously. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Trustee Calderon. Trustee Epley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, that's a little low. I'll back off a little bit. I, too, am new to the Board of Trustees, but I'm not new to Chief Illiniwek or the debate or controversy surrounding the use or alleged misuse of the chief as a symbolic representation of the indigenous peoples of the state of Illinois. I'm a graduate of the Urbana-Champaign campus and have followed campus issues, including the chief, for years. I've also read the Gallupo report and viewed the footage from the public hearings last spring. Emotions are high and opinions are divided along a spectrum that is wide and fractal. My experience with Chief Illiniwek began before college when I came to the university campus as a high school student to visit my older sister and attend football games. I spent 7 years as an undergraduate, graduate, and law student and attended many more football and basketball games. I experienced the chief and the positive feelings his presence engendered in the students and alums in attendance. I have friends who portrayed the chief. As an alum, I've attended many more sporting events where the chief has appeared and felt the same pride when I was a student. To me, the chief portrays and represents the majestic attributes of the human spirit, pride, strength, dignity, spirituality, courage, qualities that are common to all people and goals to which all can aspire. I like the chief. I was in the stands the day Frank Foolscrow shared the field with Chief Illiniwek and presented him the current regalia in a very emotional ceremony. It seemed to validate what chief fans always thought and hoped, that Native Americans too felt pride in the chief. Based upon the Gallupo report and the videotaped testimony, I understand that this sentiment is not universally held in the Native American community. I was also in the stands at the men's Big Ten basketball tournament last year when the chief appeared at halftime. Illini fans roared with approval, but unlike a home game at Semple Hall, at the United Center, Illini fans were in the minority. Most fans from the other schools ignored him. I also sensed that others were perplexed and wondered whether, in this day and age, the University of Illinois should retain a symbol that many outside the state feel is anachronistic. Many aspects of the dialogue trouble me. I am troubled by detractors of the chief who would rather threaten than educate, who would rather ridicule than listen and understand, and who would rather take unlawful action than engage in constructive debate. Education wins trust, threats win enemies, and entrenched positions. I'm also troubled by the use of the chief as a symbolic representation of indigenous people of the state without better and more visible and organized programs of education and studies about the Illini and their history and culture integrated into campus life. I'm also troubled by fans of rival teams dehumanizing Native Americans through their misuse and abuse of the chief because of his association with our athletic teams. I'm also troubled that many Native Americans are dishonored and hurt by use of their imagery by non-Native Americans. I'm also troubled by the notoriety of the controversy and the attention it steals from the true mission of this board and the more critical issues that affect a greater number of constituencies and the spotlight it steals from the greater accomplishments of this university. This university is a respected institution with three campuses, providing educational opportunity, top-tier research, superb faculty, excellent students, and much more. Chief Illiniwek does not represent the whole of what we are and will be. I am an alum in support of the University of Illinois first and a chief fan second. While opinions may be divided, our goal is clear. We must achieve a meaningful and honorable resolution to the controversy that gives due respect to the views and opinions of the majority who love and support the chief and those who may be adversely impacted by his image. I urge that a committee be formed to seek out common ground and common solutions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois. It's 4 o'clock Central Time.
Comments and reflections I've heard today. I believe a committee should be appointed to address the concerns raised by my fellow board members and trustees. I will discuss the nature of this committee with my colleagues before the next meeting and announce the committee membership at that time and its charge. Thank you very much for your attendance. This meeting's adjourned.